As students continue to learn from home, the weight of the pandemic is weighing on their mental health. To learn more now, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Dr. Peter Sherris, professor and clinical psychologist at the University of Virginia. Professor, thanks so much for joining us.
Yes, thanks for having me.
So we've been hearing that some students have been missing out on their lessons. How does a crisis like this affect how young people learn?
Well, it's really a major crisis in some ways, because opening up schedules to sort of voluntary participation, especially with teenagers, really taps their motivation. You know, it's something you really have to do and choose to do. And for a lot of adolescents who are into a lot of different things, it's pretty hard to discipline yourself to do that. Some do it quite well, but there's a lot of opportunity without a lot of structure, and that sometimes means not very much time learning and a lot of time forgetting.
How serious, Professor, should parents take something like this for their kids? I mean, my brother is an elementary school principal. He was telling me the other day that he's had some parents who now are telling him that they can't get their kids out of bed in the morning. They're just, we don't want to do the Zoom meetings or lessons or whatever. How serious do parents need to take it?
They need to take it very seriously, because it's going to be lost time in the development of the sort of academic possibilities for their children. So now, I don't think it's worth overreacting and saying that it's a catastrophe, but sometimes a little bit of structure is way more helpful than no structure. And I know, as a parent who's had children that age, there's a tendency to go to one extreme or the other, to either be very, very, very rigid or very, very loose and say, look, that's the way you want it, I'm not going to fight with you, I'm not a teacher, I can't do it. Somewhere in the middle is what's most helpful, is to have a little bit of structure, to have some rules that are agreed upon with your child that you will enforce, and stick to those the best you can.
So, Doctor, do you think this affects children's sleep, and how important is that?
Their sleep is dependent upon what they're doing when they're not sleeping in some cases. And so if this is an opportunity for more screen time for them in a way that's not productive, it is going to affect their sleep in a significant kind of way. And we do know, especially for teenagers, that sleep is very important to the development of their brains. So it is useful as a parent to set some limits on sleep. You can't do everything, but you want to have some rules to brush up against, so that you give your child a notion that they need to take care of themselves. They can't just do nothing.
So will this time have any impact, in your opinion, on the social skills that they typically develop while they're in school?
Sure. I mean, that's a whole other side of things. We live in such a virtual world already, that the ability for people to have interpersonal skills face-to-face is diminished, and it means they don't have a lot of experience in how to negotiate with other people in a live kind of venue, and they also miss the real value and joy of having a connected relationship with another human being face-to-face and live. Now, we can't have some of that face-to-face contact now. It's not appropriate, but we want to start restoring it when we have an opportunity to do so.
Let me ask you this lastly. When it comes to adults and children, how do children manifest these things that we're dealing with, depression, anxiety, things like that? Does it look differently in a child than it looks in an adult?
Very good question. And the answer is yes, it does. I mean, we have a typical notion of what an adult depressed person looks like, that they don't experience much pleasure, they're withdrawn, they're undermotivated. And that is true for some children as well. But other times, children manifest this kind of depression in acting out behavior, in being aggressive or being resistant or being overly active. And sometimes that's as much an expression of their feeling helpless and hopeless as not reacting.
Doctor, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Dr. Peter Sherris, he's a professor and clinical psychologist at the University of Virginia.